有一個幾遠嘅路程咧，去到 BC 省邊界咧，有一個小鎮叫高頓。如果你有機會咧嚟到去揸車去呢個嘅洛基山脈，或者去班夫去遊覽嘅時候咧，你揸車一定會經過一個嘅小鎮叫高頓。呢個地方人口唔係好多，但係嗰個卻有一間嘅教會叫做 Rocky Mountain Alliance Church 洛基山嘅宣道會。今日好高興有佢哋嘅主任牧師 Pastor Joe Rios 喺我哋當中同我哋分享信息。我哋請 Pastor Joe please。
Well, good morning.
早晨。
My Cantonese is very poor.
我的廣東話麻麻地。
And yesterday,
昨天
my sidekick Eric,
我的翻譯 Eric,
I'm trying to throw a challenge his way every now and then to translate.
佢時時咧都揾啲難題想考下個翻譯。
Yesterday he taught me how to say hello.
昨天他教我講咗點同大家打招呼。
And I totally forgot.
我已經唔記得咗啦。
So, teach me again.
早晨。
Ah, 早晨。But does it go down? 早晨。
早晨。
That's better.
Yeah, good.
Okay, good. On behalf of Rocky Mountain Alliance Church.
代表洛基山宣道會教會。
I want to thank you so much for allowing me the privilege of being with you this morning.
我非常感激大家俾我今日有咁榮幸嚟到大家當中。
As was already mentioned, I'm from a town called Golden, BC.
我哋頭先提過啦，我哋係喺 BC 省嘅 Golden 呢個城市嚟嘅。
Now I'm very curious, how many here know where Golden is?
我想好Okay, 有幾多人知道 Golden 市喺邊咧？
That's fantastic.
啊，真係太好啦。
I think Collins referred to it as a city.
Colin 就話呢個係城市嚟嘅。
The total population is 4,000.
全城嘅人口得4,000人。
Actually, that's 4,000 in town, and in the backwoods, there's another 4,000 hiding.
城市有4,000人喺。偏遠嘅地方有四千人匿埋。
It is a very beautiful place.
係一個好漂亮嘅地方。
And I brought a couple pictures for you.
我影咗啲相俾你睇。
This is actually, could we back up once?
騰翻一張。
There we go. This is a picture of our town at the top.
呢個我哋個城市嘅山頂咁影落去嘅。
It is right in the middle of the Columbia Valley. Very beautiful.
喺呢個哥倫比亞呢個山谷嘅當中，好靚嘅。
And that is a picture of our church.
呢張咧就係我哋教會嘅一張嘅相片。
It is paid for.
已經俾咗錢㗎啦。
We paid a dollar for it.
我哋用一蚊買翻嚟嘅。
And it was worth every penny.
真係抵到爛啊！
But don't let its size fool you.
但唔好俾佢嗰個大同細嚟到影響你喎。
Because God is taking a very small church.
因為神使用一間好細小嘅教會。
And doing some very great things with it.
但係咧，佢能夠成就咗大事。
We can go to the next picture.
好，睇第二張。
This is a picture of a bridge right in the middle of my town.
咁呢度呢個係一條橋啦，喺正我哋城市嘅中間。
An interesting thing about this bridge is that it was all built by hand with no tools.
呢條橋有趣嘅地方咧，就係純粹係用手嚟建造嘅，冇用工具。
And the next picture,
下一張
is my backyard.
呢個就係我嘅後院。
And I am really not joking.
我唔係講笑噶。
When I step out of my house and I look down the street, that's what I see.
我行出我間屋，我望落去咧，我就睇到呢個景啦。
So we are surrounded with God's beauty.
我哋係神所創造嘅美景包圍住我哋。
I would like to introduce some very important people to me.
我想介紹一啲有趣嘅人，對我嚟講非常之有趣嘅人。
This is my beautiful, stunning, and gorgeous wife, Irene.
呢個係我。好似天人咁靚，完全冇得頂嘅我嘅太太 Irene。
next picture.
第二张。
My wife is a classical violinist.
我太太是一个古典音乐的小提琴手。
She plays with the symphony.
她在这个交响乐里面来到弹奏的。
And I often wonder why God brought us together.
我在这里想想为什么神会将我们两个放在一起。
Because I grew up in a family surrounded by rock and roll.
因为呢我是一个乐与路音乐底下家庭成长的。
And we often wondered if our kids would really be messed up.
我们在这里想想我们的子女会不会因为这两种不同的音乐搞乱他们。
But they get the best of both worlds.
但是呢他们享受了两个世界的最好的东
西。Speaking of my children,
讲起我的子女。
My daughter Christina is 16 years old.
我的女儿 Christina 16岁。
And I'm already starting to fight off the boys.
现在呢我已经是跟他们有些斗争的了。
She is a she plays guitar and she is a very talented songwriter.
佢又识弹吉他啦，佢又系好叻嘅作曲者。
My son Jordan,
我个仔 Jordan,
plays piano and bass guitar.
佢又弹钢琴啦，亦都弹嗰个低音吉他。
And he is a graffiti artist.
佢亦都系嗰啲嘅涂鸦嘅艺术师嚟嘅。
So if you happen to see him walking around this morning, you will notice that he has a sketch pad.
如果你睇到佢喺街度行嘅时候咧，佢时时都带住一本嘅拍子簿嘅。
And he takes that everywhere he goes.
佢去到边度就画到边度。
I see Jeannie at the back.
我睇到 Jeannie 坐喺后边。
Jeannie, would you come forward, please?
Jeannie, 请你上嚟好唔好啊？
Would you allow us a personal moment? That hug was from my wife Irene. Jeannie and my wife went to school at Prairie together.
Jeannie 同我太太咧去 Perry 嗰時一齊翻學嘅。
And that's where we met.
係，我哋咁樣認識嘅。
That's right, where I won my wife's heart.
當時我就係咁樣贏取到我太太嘅心。
We can go to the next slide.
下一張。
Let me tell you a quick story about Rocky Mountain Alliance Church.
咁我快快脆脆咁話俾你聽，落基山嘅宣道會嘅故事。
I am starting my 9th year as the pastor.
我喺嗰度咧，而家已经进入我第九年嘅侍奉啦。
I have been a pastor with the Christian and Missionary Alliance for 21 years.
我喺宣道会嘅牧师已经21年啦。
This is my 4th church that I've pastored.
呢间系我第四间牧养嘅教会。
And this is the most fun I've ever had in my life.
呢一间教会喺我一生当中系最有趣嘅一间。
As I said, it is very small.
我提过啦，系一间好细嘅教会。
When I first arrived there,
当我初初去到个教会嘅时候
，one of the board members took me aside.
其中一个长老拉我埋一边
，and said, "Pastor Joe, you're probably beginning to realize what you're stepping into."
佢话：Joe 牧师啊，我谂你都知道你将会踏入咩嘅光景噶咯，嗬。
The truth is that 2 weeks ago, before we called you to be our pastor,
事实上就话咧，喺两个礼拜之前，喺我哋邀请你做呢个牧师嘅时候
，we were still deciding if we wanted to exist as a church.
我哋都喺度怀疑紧，我哋系咪应该继续存在啊？呢间教会
，because there were only a few people left.
因为得翻几个人嚟嘅啫。
So no pressure, but you're it.
不过咧。我唔俾壓力你啊，不過你係牧師噶啦。
But God is bigger than one man.
神比一個人更加大好多。
And if anything was going to happen, it was going to be because God showed up and did something.
如果係有咩事會發生嘅話，係神嘅自己親自嘅作為。
So to make a long story short.
長話短説。
The church has grown and is very, very healthy.
呢间教会发展得好大，大大咗，同埋非常之健康。
One of the things that makes a church in Golden very challenging is it's very transient. People are always moving and moving out and coming and going.
是那些人的流动性很大, 时时出出入入。
In my first 2 years, 40% of the entire congregation turned over.
在我头那两年呢, 40%的会众的转折。
Just imagine, in 2 years' time, if 40% of your congregation were to totally change.
试一试想想你这个教会, 譬如两年时间, 你有40%的人转了。
Could be very challenging to pastor.
啊,咁呢,对个牧师是好大嘅挑战。
But this little church has a big heart for its town.
但呢间小嘅教会对佢嘅城市系一个宏大嘅心。
And it's all that this church can do financially to hire a pastor.
呢间教会唯一可以做到嘅咧，喺经济上只可以请一个牧师。
With a little bit of money left over for ministry. So we started asking ourselves, what does our town need? In North America, in a lot of churches, I believe we ask the wrong question. And I think a lot of churches make the mistake of saying, we will have a program and you come support our program. And we think this is reaching out to our communities. Again, we have a program and you come support it. And I think we have it backwards. I think a healthy church needs to ask this question. What are the needs of the people we are trying to reach? And how can we meet that need? That is being a good missionary. So we asked that question. And something became very clear. Golden is a great place to raise small children. But when they grow into their teens, it's very challenging. There is nothing for teenagers. So God has given this little church a big heart for teenagers. And we asked, how can we do this? And we gave up because we couldn't, there were no resources, and so we gave up. And I'll never forget the Sunday one of our board members came up to me. And he said, Pastor Joe, what are we doing?
Pastor Joe,
why have we let this go?
为什么我们放弃啊?
If God has given us this vision, then we need to run with it and trust him. And I said, okay, let's do this.
那我说,
so we started praying. In this time, I received a phone call from our district superintendent. And he had told me that there was one of our churches that wanted to come alongside of us and help us see this vision through.
他说呢, 区会当中有一间教会呢, 願意同我哋分享呢個異象，同我哋同行。
Now I serve on our district executive committee called DEXCOM.
因為我係喺呢個區會嗰個委員會嗰度，我係其中嘅一員嘅。
Where I happen to have the privilege of meeting and serving together with Carr Park.
咁咧，我就有咁嘅榮幸，我同阿陳家柏牧師一齊共事。
And I said to myself, I know what's happening.
啊，我就諗啦，啊，我諗我知咩發生。
Because our district superintendent finally thinked on you and said, or you know, told us who it was. He said, there's a church called Richmond Chinese Alliance Church. And I realized it was Carr Park's church. And I started to understand that God was starting to do something. So we got on the phone with Carr Park. And he said, here's the deal. We have a check for $40,000 from our congregation. And this should take care of the salary of a youth pastor for 1 year. And we will sign this and give it to you when you as a congregation can show us that you can raise some support to try to match that. I simply announced it in church. A couple came forward and said, Pastor Joe, here is
$10,000.
Now you need to know something about our church. Our church is full of loggers and rednecks. Hard-working people that work with trees. And so our resources are very limited. Another couple who comes to our church from Calgary. They live and work in Calgary, but they come to church in Golden because they like our church. And they work in the oil industry. They went for lunch that day. And she said to her husband, I think that God wants us to give $5,000 towards this ministry. And he said to her, you know, this morning as we heard this, I sense that God telling me to give $5,000 towards this ministry as well, honey.
How do you say honey?
Huh? I don't know if it would work on my wife. Probably not. So she looked at her husband and said, then it's settled. We're giving
$10,000.
One of our seniors walked to the front of the church the next Sunday. She is on a limited required income. And she said, Pastor Joe, over the next year, I want to give another $2,500 over what I'm giving now for the youth. So it became very clear that God was doing this. And we started looking for a youth pastor. Again, to make a long story short,
再一次, 長話短說,
we couldn't find one.
我們找不到,
across Canada,
我們全加拿大去找,
at that time, there were 40 Alliance churches looking for youth pastors.
當時有40間的宣道會, 他們都在找青年事工的牧師,
and we were small,
但我們是小教會,
without hope.
是沒什麼盼望,
but God was big.
但神是大的,
in our church, we have a booming young adults group.
在我们的教会呢, 我们的年轻的成年人呢, 就越来越多,
they love Jesus and are very passionate.
他们爱主耶稣, 也都很有爱, 很有热诚,
in that group was a couple.
在那班的人当中呢, 有一对的夫妇,
his name was Jer and her name was Melanie.
他丈夫叫做Jer, 他太太叫做Melanie.
And one day I received an email from them.
有一天呢,
it said this.
就是这样说的,
Pastor Joe, we really believe that God wants us to be a part of this youth ministry.
他说,Joe牧师,
and we would like to put our name forward.
我们想我们摆我们这个名字来申请做牧师,
because, but we can only do it part-time.
但我们只可以做兼职的侍奉。
At the same time,
同一个时间,
the next day,
隔了一天,
I received another email
我又收到另外一份电子邮件,
from this couple,
也都是这一对夫妇,
Joshua and Jillian Perry,
叫做Joshua和Jillian Perry,
also from our young adults group.
都是在我们的年轻的成年人当中的小组里面,
and they told me this.
他这样跟我说,
Pastor Joe, we really believe that God wants us to do this.
他也都说,祖牧师,我也都深信,
we would like to put our names forward.
我也都想来到申请, 将我们的名,
for this position.
啊,
but we can only do it part-time.
我们也都可以做部分时间的,
these two couples are very good friends with each other.
这两对的夫妇呢, 是很好朋友来的,
they did not know what the other was saying.
但是呢, 他们不知道呢, 对方都是做了同样的事。
So I brought them together into my office.
我请他们进来, 去, 在我一起来到我写字楼,
and when I explained this to them,
向他们解释,
they both started to cry because they knew.
他们就喊起上来,
that this is something that God was doing.
因为这个呢,
so, they became our youth staff.
他们呢,
so as of last April,
直到上个四月,
they are working, both working part-time, and they are doing a fantastic job. Next slide. On behalf of the youth staff,
我代表我们的青年事工的同仁,
on behalf of our congregation,
我代表我们的会众,
there is absolutely no way,
这个根本是没可能的事,
that we could do this
我们可以做得到有今日,
without what you have done.
如果是没有你们的帮助的话,
because of your gift,
因为你们的奉献,
there are teenagers in a high school,
在我们中学里面的青少年,
that are hearing about Jesus for the first time.
他们是头一次听到耶稣基督的名,
and it is so good to be able to partner together with you,
能够和你们一起同工, 实在太好了,
in this. They have put together a little video for me to show you.
他们呢,做了一段的录影,他想给大家看一下,
I would like to show it to you, and after, Eric's going to preach a very short sermon.
你们看完这个录影之后呢,他在讲笑呢,他说Eric会继续讲道,
at least I hope he preaches shorter than yesterday.
希望他讲得比昨天讲短一点。
We'll show the video.
好，我哋睇睇片。
I'm Josh.
I'm Jill.
Jer.
Now.
We
are
the
youth staff.
Hey, I'm Joshua Perry.
And I'm Jillian Perry.
And we are 50% of the youth team.
We're Jer
and Mel
Stoles. We're the other 50% of the youth team.
And we're really excited to be working with the youth. It's such a great opportunity. I'm from Quebec, and Jill's from
Winnipeg.
And we've been living in Golden now 5 years, and we're here for the outdoors and the life and the mountains, and just being a part of these kids' lives is such a huge blessing, an added bonus to our time here. So thank you so much. God bless you.
We are so excited to have a job that we love and that we are passionate about.
Working with the youth in Golden is something we really feel called to. And thank you so much for giving us the chance to do this.
Thank you.
I'm Jordan Rio, and I'm in grade 9 at the high school. Some people call me Cowlick, JJ, pretty much it.
All right. So you were the one who came up with the name Downpour. How'd you come to that?
Well, we play a song in church a lot, sometimes called Grace Like Rain, and that made me think about, in the Bible it says, God, He reigns over us, and I thought, like, His love is so much for us that it's not just a rain, it's a downpour of love. So I got the idea for Downpour as a youth group.
Was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see so clearly.
Do you have any nicknames?
Cooler Bag.
All right, Cooler Bag. What was your favorite event with Downpour this past summer?
Definitely going to the Starfield concert and to the Aquatic Center.
Like rain falls down on me.
bright shining as the sun. We will know.
So, girls, how was the experience?
Cold! Wet. Amazing.
Oh, wait, it's recording.
Any nicknames?
Which ones?
We've got room for a couple.
Mickey, by Christina, that's about it.
No snorting nicknames?
No.
What do you think about your sister McKenna?
I think she's pretty.
Ooh, oh! Nice one, brownie points.
I'm big red. I think the favorite one was when we went on the hike.
Yeah.
Repelling.
Was the camping trip.
Any highlights from the camping trip?
The redneck paintball. That was so fun. You throw marshmallows at each other and ketchup and mustard. More fun events and getting to know the Bible a lot more at the Bible studies on Sunday night. And yeah, just getting some time to hang out with a bunch of friends.
Cool.
You've just seen some of the fruits of your donation.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such a blessing to partner with you guys in this ministry. Because through your generosity, we're able to pour our lives into the Youth of Golden.
Your love and prayers really do make a difference.
Toji!
Thank you!
What's up, Toji?
Toji!
Shishie!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Corey, come out here! Corey! Stay Jeremy!
Stay in school. Drive safely.
Right. Come join us! Right.
What are you eating?
Eating corn. Nice, good corn.
Thanks, Cooley Bag.
Bye. For you, he's gonna be dead soon, so you might want to say something before my dad sees. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That gives you a little bit of idea, some of the things that are happening with the teens.
希望看完这个片之后呢，俾大家有多啲嘅明白关于呢啲青少年。
So once again, thank you.
再一次感谢大家。
And now for the very short sermon. When I was invited to be with you, I was asked to preach on the theme One Purpose. I was asked to preach from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 9.
We read the scripture.
Would it be easier for you just to read the entire passage in Chinese?
Okay. 由我用中文讀出。 哥林多前書第三章第一節到第九節。 找到的時候請聽我讀。 弟兄們,我從前對你們說話, 不能把你們當作屬靈的, 只得把你們當作屬肉體, 在基督裡, 在為嬰孩的。 我是用奶餵你們, 沒有用飯餵你們, 那時你們不能吃, 就是如今还是不能。 保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们各人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来各人要照自己的工作得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
When considering a passage of scripture,
当我们读一段经文的时候，
it's very important to look at the context that it was written in.
我们一很重要一件事就是说，我们要留意它写作时候的背景。
Our passage was written by the Apostle Paul as a letter to the Corinthian church.
这段经文是使徒保罗写信给哥林多的教会的信徒。
You need to know that there were some very real problems in this church.
你要知道这个教会里面有很多的问题。
And that is the reason why Paul is writing.
所以为什么要使徒保罗要写信给他们？
He also wrote to encourage the Christians.
他写的同时也是鼓励教会的信徒。
But in this passage, one of the problems that Paul is addressing
在这段的经文当中，其中一个问题保罗是指出来的。
Are some of the divisions in the fellowship.
就是在他们当中有纷争。
Paul starts to address his problem.
保罗首先这样来到指出这个问题。
Actually, I should correct myself. It's not Paul's problem. It's the problem in the church.
不是保罗的问题，是教会的问题。我一定要讲明这一点。
He starts to address the problem by telling them that they are handling it in a very immature way.
他的问题在哪里呢？就是说这间教会处理他们问题的方法是非常不成熟的。
They were very distracted from their purpose and they were divided amongst each other.
这间教会他们对他们自己那个的使命已经是分散了他们的注意力，不清楚了。还有他们当中是有纷争的情况。
Some were saying, I'm following Apollos, and some were saying, I'm following Paul.
有些人呢，我就会说，我是这个阿波罗的跟随者，有些人呢，我是保罗的跟随者。
And in some areas, they couldn't agree on things.
在很多有些地方，他们不可以达到共识。
And so they became very distracted and divided.
所以呢，他们两方向变了分开了，同埋呢，他们都是分党分派。
As a result,
咁结果呢？
The Corinthian church was like an octopus on roller skates.
呢个哥林多教会就好似一只嘅八爪鱼喺度系踩滑板一样。
Lots of motion.
动作多多。
But no direction.
但系冇一个方向。
Paul draws attention to their immaturity.
咁保罗就指出佢哋嘅唔成熟嘅地方。
And he says, I can't talk to you as if you're mature. I must talk to you like your children.
因为呢，我唔可以当你一个成熟咁嘅人同你讲话，我只系当你一个细佬哥咁嚟同你讲话。
Now there are some very real signs of immaturity.
咁唔成熟咧，有唔成熟嘅表现嘅。
When you fix a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for a small child，
当你俾一个好细嘅小朋友食一块呢个花生酱三文治啊。
And they sit down at the table to eat that sandwich.
咁佢坐喺个台嗰度，佢开始食嗰份嘅三文治。
They pick it up in their hands.
佢用手拎起佢。
And they squish it in their fingers.
佢用手指就捻住佢。
And they mush it into their mouth.
咁佢就执落个嘴嗰度。
We practice this.
我哋琴日练过嘅。
And it gets all over their face.
咁咧就整搽曬上塊面嗰度。
Now let's skip ahead a few years.
咁我哋當佢大咗幾年啦。
You are sitting in a restaurant with your 16-year-old teenager.
咁你同你一個16歲嘅仔女坐喺嗰個餐廳入邊。
And they have the biggest hamburger you've ever seen in your life.
咁佢食住咧就全世界最大嗰只嘅漢堡包。
And it's full of mustard and ketchup.
入邊有芥辣啊嘅茄汁啊好多喺度。
And your 16-year-old takes that hamburger.
16歲嗰個仔女就咁樣揸住嗰個
And they mush it into their face.
我亦都係即係向個面嗰度執埋去。And
they 亦都係咁 And they get it all over their face.
咁啊，整到塊面烏裏彈到。
I'd have a problem with that.
咁咧，我就覺得有啲問題啦。
I would say that they are behaving very immature.
咁我就話呢個人咧，佢嘅行為係非常之嘅唔成熟。
I expect more from my 16-year-old.
我對呢個16歲嘅仔女咧，我會係期望高啲嘅。
Because they are older than a child.
因為佢比嗰啲小朋友已經係長大咗啦嘛。
Some Christians have been Christians a long time.
有好多嘅基督徒已經成為咗信徒好耐。
But they are still like children.
但係佢仍然好似一個細路哥咁。
Some have been Christians a long time.
好多成為基督徒好長嘅時間。
And we come to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday.
每個星期日佢都翻嚟崇拜。
And we still expect the pastor to feed us.
佢仍然都期望嗰個牧師嚟到喂佢食。
When a mature person
作為一個成熟嘅人
has learned to feed themselves.
佢哋學識咗點樣喂自己。
The church is not some place where you come to get fed.
教會唔係一個地方，你單係嚟要求俾人餵養嘅。
The church is a place where you go to get hungry.
呢個教會，你係嚟到呢度咧，你要飢渴，要有渴慕嘅。
Hungry for the things of God.
要向神有飢渴嘅心。
What the pastor gives you is an appetizer.
牧師俾你嘅只係一個頭盤。
But as a mature believer, it is assumed that you have learned how to feed yourself.
牧師咧，希望你入夠成熟，你自己識得去揾食。
If you only rely on someone to hand feed you,
如果你時時都期望人哋嚟到用手嚟餵你嘅話咧，
you should wonder if you have really become mature.
咁你就要問下自己啦，到底我有幾成熟？
That is an indicator of maturity. So Paul writes to these believers as immature because they're acting like children. And he calls them to become mature. And with all of them being distracted and divided,
佢哋而家喺呢種情況就係佢哋又分散曬注意力，亦都係分黨分派。
Paul says, "Stop it."
保羅叫佢你要停止呢種嘅行為。
And he calls them to something.
佢叫佢哋埋嚟。
He calls them to become mature.
要叫佢哋要變得成熟。
And there are three things that I would like to tell you about this becoming mature.
要變得成熟咧，有三樣嘢我要同你哋分享嘅。
The first thing is he calls them to a common mission.
第一樣咧，要話俾佢聽，佢哋要一齊聚埋嚟，要有一個共同嘅使命。
In our passage, in verse 8, he says, "The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose."
喺第八節，佢呢度講，栽種的和轟灌的都是一樣，一個一種嘅使命。
He calls the believers to a common mission, one purpose.
他呼召信徒要走埋一齊，要有共同嘅使命，一個嘅目標。
What is the purpose of the church?
咁到底教會嘅使命係乜嘢呢？
Let's look back a little bit.
我哋再翻轉頭睇下。
In Genesis chapter 12, God was talking to Abraham.
喺創世記12章，神同亞伯拉罕講説話。
And he said, "Abraham, I'm going to make you a promise."
佢話：亞伯拉罕，我要同你，我要俾你一個應許。
And through you, all of the people of the world will be blessed.
透過你咧，萬族都會得到祝福。
You are going to be the channel of God's blessing.
你會係神祝福嘅一個嘅通管道。
In other words, God was saying, "My people are going to be a living, breathing example of what it looks like for people to walk with their God."
換句話講咧，就係話咧，你會成為 我嘅代表係你一個活生生喺世上代表神嘅人。
In front of the other nations,
喺萬國嘅面前
，Israel was to do a few things.
啊，咁以色列嗰啲嘅神嘅選民應該做一啲嘢嘅。
They were to reflect the heart of God.
佢應該係反映神嘅心意。
Represent the purposes of God.
亦都要代表神嗰個嘅目標。
And return praise to God.
同埋咧，要將頌讚歸俾神。
But we know that God's people didn't do so good.
但我哋知道神嘅子民做得嘅成績麻麻地。
They dropped the ball.
佢好似打波咁接波甩手。
They thought that theirs was a position of privilege instead of responsibility.
佢只係諗到我係神嘅選民，我有特權，但係佢唔記得咗佢亦都有責任。
In other words, they thought because we belong to God, we must be so very special.
他覺得啊，我哋係神嘅選民，我哋係屬神嘅，我哋係好特別嘅人。
But that's not the reason why God blessed them.
但呢個唔係神賜福俾佢哋嘅唯一嘅原因。
He blessed them so that they could be a blessing to the other nations.
神賜福俾佢哋係因為要叫佢哋成為別人嘅祝福。
There are two dangers with being the people of God.
成為神嘅子民有兩樣嘅危險。
One of the dangers is that some people can be so focused on what they get from God, receiving the blessings of God.
其中一樣危險就係咧，佢哋太過著重到底我喺神嗰度會得到乜嘢。
And other people settle into a laziness. They settle into a laziness because they are blessed.
另外一種咧，佢就會流於疏懶，因為佢覺得我已經係被祝福嘅人。
But in both of these cases, it is very self-centered.
無論點樣，呢兩種情況咧，都係非常之自我中心嘅。
It is either about what we get from God or how important we must be to God.
一個咧就係話啊，我喺神嗰度可以得到乜嘢？一個就話咧，神揀選我，我係呢個嘅中心。
But that is not the reason why God blessed them.
但係呢個唔係神賜福俾佢哋嘅原因。
Again, He blessed them so that they could be a blessing.
因為咧，神要佢哋祝福佢哋，要佢成為他人嘅祝福。
And things haven't changed much in the church.
教會當中根本呢方面係冇改變到。
We as the people of God are to be a blessing to others. Everything that God does is with others in mind. We see this in Jesus too. In Luke chapter 19 verse 10, Jesus says, The Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost.
耶稣话人子来为要寻找拯救失丧嘅人。
That is the reason why Jesus came.
呢个系耶稣基督嚟到世上嘅目的。
The reason why God blesses you.
点解神赐福俾你
？Is so that you can be a blessing to others.
系要叫你成为别人嘅祝福。
The reason why He keeps your heart beating in your chest.
佢点解叫你嘅心仍然喺度跳动？
The reason why He will give you your very next breath is so that you can be a blessing to others. Many churches measure success based on how many people show up. In other words, we measure how effective we are by how full we are.
我哋用我哋个教会坐满几多人嚟到成为我哋嗰个嘅事工有几大嘅果效。
But God uses a different scorecard, a different measurement.
但系神用一个另外嘅一个量度嘅工具。
We measure how many people are here this morning.
今日我哋数今日有几多人嚟聚会。
God measures by how many aren't here yet.
上帝神怎样数呢？他就数有今日有几多人未来。
We can be impressed by how full we are.
我哋可以覺得哇，咁多人嚟到好，我話真誒，我哋個嗰個印象好，俾我哋印象好好。
Or you can allow the Spirit of God to break your heart because of those who are not here yet.
我哋亦都可以俾聖靈嚟到嘅感動我哋，叫我哋覺得難過，因為有仲有好多人未嚟。
In Luke chapter 15,
路加福音十五章
，we read the story of the lost sheep.The lost coin and the lost son.
嗰度有個比喻，講呢個迷羊嘅比喻、失錢嘅比喻同埋浪子嘅比喻。
In these stories,
喺呢啲嘅故事當中
，the shepherd leaves 99 to go look for the one.
嗰個牧人撇低嗰九十九隻羊去尋找嗰失喪嗰一隻。
What's important to God is that one.
對神重要嘅係嗰隻失喪咗嗰一隻。
And where God's people, Israel, did not fulfill what God had wanted them to do.
神嘅選民呢，佢做唔到神希望佢哋所做到嘅嘢。
He has given us the same privilege.
神俾我哋有同樣嘅特權。
God calls us to one purpose.
神呼召我哋係有一個目標。
Secondly, God calls us to a focused message.
第二樣，神呼召我哋係一個清晰嘅信息嘅。
In our passage, some were focusing on Paul and some were focusing on Apollos.
剛才讀嘅經文話，有啲人係跟住保羅嘅，有啲人話我係屬於亞波羅嘅。
When Jesus was here,
當耶穌基督喺世上嘅時候。
He said, "The Son of Man came to seek and that which was lost."
他说人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
He was very clear why he was here.
他很清楚他为什么要来到这个世界。
He was very focused. He had one purpose for coming.
他是非常清晰，他来到是只有一个的目标。
It's very easy to become distracted.
很多時候我們很容易就很模糊，就分散了我們的注意力。
One time something needed to be fixed in my house.
有一次呢，我在家裡有些東西我要修理。
And I had a tool in the shed.
我有一個工具我留了在那個間工作房那裡。
So I needed to go get the tool.
我要去工作房那裡去拿我的工具。
So I started to go to the shed.
我就走去個工作房。
And one of my kids wanted my attention.
咁突然間有個仔女啊，佢要揾我。
So I stopped to talk to them.
咁我停低同佢傾下。
And then the phone rang.
跟住個電話響。
And I took that phone call and I talked for a little while.
我接嗰個電話傾咗一陣。
And after the phone call, I was on my way to the shed.
我講完電話啦，咁我咪去工作房咯。
And I noticed something else needed to be done because it was out of place.
因為我知道有啲嘢我要修理噶嘛，未搞好。
So I stopped and I took care of that.
咁我就喺度，我整好嗰樣嘢先。
And then I walked out to the shed.
啊，咁我就走去嗰個工作房嗰度。
And there I stood.
我企喺樹。
With absolutely no clue why I was there.
完全唔記得咗我點解我要嚟。
I had become so distracted.
因為我喺途中咧，我俾人分散咗我嘅注意力。
My thoughts had become so divided.
啊，我嘅思想咧已經係四方八面已經分開咗啦。
That I had no clue what I was to be doing.
到底我嚟呢個工作房，我想係做乜？我唔記得咗啦。
So I had to go back and retrace my steps。
所以咧，我要又翻去原來嘅地方，再諗過。
And as soon as I got in the house and I realized what was wrong，
啊，當我翻去屋企嘅時候，我睇到啊，原來我要呢樣嘢，我要整嘅嘢嘅時候。
Then I remembered。
咁我就記翻啦。
I had to go to the tool to get the shed to get the tool。
原來我要去嗰個工作房，我哋攞我嘅工具。
Sometimes we need to be reminded of what we're supposed to be doing. Because it's very easy to be distracted and divided. It's very easy for a church to lose its heart and its sense of mission and what they're supposed to do.
對教會嚟講，亦都一樣，好容易我哋忘記咗我哋教會、我哋嘅使命、我哋嗰個嘅關懷人嘅心。
Here are some signs that a church has forgotten what it's supposed to do.
呢度咧，我一陣間要講就係話，一間教會唔記得咗自己嗰個嘅使命嘅時候，有咩嘅跡象。
Much of what it does, first of all, is for its own benefit.
第一,就是教会所做的,只是为他自己的好处。
That's one thing.
这个第一点。
Another indicator is that there's little in the budget for evangelism or missions.
第二点呢,就是说教会呢,是用很少的钱,很少的资源放在这个宣教事工上面。
Another sign that a church has lost its purpose is that it argues about little things that don't matter.
还有一点呢,就是说如果教会当中彼此都在一些很鸡毛蒜皮的事上面来争拗。
Another indicator is that it focuses on trying to get people to come rather than equipping people to go.
又或者他们很着重搞这个项目来找外面的人来参加他们的项目活动,与其是训练里面的人派出去。
Another indicator is that it focuses on its needs rather than what the community needs.
再有一点呢,就是说呢,他们太过着重他们自己内在的需要,忘记了外面社区人士的需要。
And here's the big one.
这里有一个更加大的。
If you were to ask anyone in the congregation what its purpose is,
如果你问任何一个在座的会众,教会的目的是什么?
Nobody in the congregation would be able to clearly articulate what it's trying to accomplish. I need my glasses to stay focused. And we need to stay focused as the people of God. When a church becomes very clear about what God wants it to accomplish, and the people of God get it together, amazing things can happen. But it will take some risk. There is a saying, a ship in the harbor is safe.
一隻船泊在碼頭是很安全的,
but that's not what a ship is for.
但是船的,不是,这个不是船的目标。
A ship is supposed to be out on the waves,
船应该在海洋外面,
where sometimes it's dangerous.
在这个波涛上面,有时可能有危险的。
And people need to work together.
我们是需要一起的同工。
The third thing and the last thing that talk about one purpose,
第三点,也是最后一点,就是我们有共同的使命,
is that there needs to be a flexible method.
就是我们需要有一个具弹性的方法。
In our passage, there are different people and different tasks.
刚才的经文呢,我们看到不同的人做不同的事。
The man who waters, or the man who plants, the man who waters, and it's assumed that there'll be another person who reaps.
有人栽种,有人浇灌,我们都可以假设会有人会收割。
I can tell you one thing about Rocky Mountain Alliance Church.
我可以将这个洛基山宣道会的故事告诉你。
It is very different from Vancouver.
跟温哥华的教会是很不一样。
It is very different from your church.
也跟你们的教会很不一样。
As I said, our church is full of loggers and rednecks.
正如我刚才所说,我们的教会,来参与我们教会的人,很多都是伐木工人,还有一些比较低文化,属于乡下人。
Everybody drives down the street in big trucks with big tires and guns and fishing rods in their truck.
他们开那些很大架的货车,还有很大的辘的。
People come to church in their ski gear.
有些人呢,他穿着滑雪的服装来到聚会。
Because after we say amen,
一说完阿门之后呢,
they're gone to the ski hill.
他就走出去滑雪了。
Very good.
太好了。
God uses different people and different methods to accomplish different tasks.
神使用不同的人,不同的方法去成就不同的事。
What we do as churches will be very different from one another.
所以我们每一间教会,
But our starting point, where we begin, must be where the needs of the community are at. So we looked at our community, and the need was with teenagers. And God unfolded a plan to meet that need. After the service, when we were in the car driving out of the parking lot, we had a few minutes to wait because there was a lineup and there was lots of cars. And I couldn't help but notice what a great parking lot you had. And you may just see a parking lot. It's not just a parking lot. It is surrounded with houses. And I thought, what a great place to have a barbecue. Let's kill something, cook it, and eat it. That's the way we do it in the mountains. But it is not just a parking lot. It is a place that is surrounded by neighbors. And you can have a barbecue and a potluck for yourselves. Or you can do something and invite the entire neighborhood. Just to meet them and say hello. It's not just a parking lot. It can be a place where you meet your neighbors. We share a common mission. We must share a focused message. But our methods must be flexible. There is a cartoon. It's a Charlie Brown cartoon. It's the Peanuts. You know Peanuts and Charlie Brown. And Lucy is talking to Charlie Brown. And she's looking at her hand. She's looking at her fingers. And this is what she says. Alone, they are just stubby little things. And she looks at Charlie Brown and says, but when they get together, they become a force to be reckoned with. Rocky Mountain Alliance Church may just be a pinky. But please do not make the mistake that smallness means weakness. Because God is taking a small church. He has opened the doors of the high school. The principal and the vice principal and all the teachers have welcomed our youth staff.
校長、副校長、所有的教職員都歡迎我們的青年事工的同工。
And they've said, can you help us in the classrooms?
他說你來幫我們。
Can you help us on field trips?
幫我們帶我們的學生出去。
You can come and go in our high school anytime you want.
他說你可以在我們學校隨時出入。
We will support you.
我們會給你支持。
And so we are asking, What is the need of the community?
咁我哋就問社區嘅需要係乜嘢呢？
And we're going to meet it.
我哋盡量，我哋會係滿足呢啲嘅需要。
We are not going to sit as a little church, create a few programs, and say, "You come to us."
我哋唔會話喺我哋細小嘅教會當中舉行一啲嘅項目活動嚟到邀請啊，唔該你嚟參加。
Because that is not the way God intended us to work.
呢個唔係神俾我哋嘅計劃。
A mark of maturity,
成熟嘅象徵
is that we have a common mission.
我哋有一個共通嘅使命
a focused message,
一個清晰嘅信息
but a flexible method,
一個具彈性嘅方法
God gives you life and breath,
神俾我哋有生命氣息
so that you can be a blessing to others.
所以你可以成為別人嘅祝福
May God bless you.
願神賜福大家。
As you serve your king.
当我们侍奉我们的王的时候,
and once again,
再一次,
thank you.
多谢